Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. I'm Stephanie Johnson, and in this podcast, I want to talk about money, money matters, and in specific, money and the moon. Why the moon? Well, because I believe that money and emotions are connected. In astrology, the moon is all about emotion. What makes us feel good? How we nurture ourselves. Money, dollars, yen, pounds, Deutschmark, they are called a currency, a world currency, different currencies in different countries. But really, it's an exchange, isn't it? I mean, in the old days, it would have been an exchange of furs for produce or something like that. These days we look at dollars and actual monetary currency. In the future it could be Bitcoin, who knows? But what's behind it? Really, money is just inanimate. It's what's behind it that often is what satisfies people, what causes arguments, if you like. The way that we want to exchange or use money can be quite different. There's a lot these days on the internet about money mindset and money beliefs, and that's because it's a vibration. Really, money's a vibration, and I think a lot of it is actually linked to the moon. Not just the moon, but in this podcast I want to talk about money and the moon. How do your emotions or how does your moon in your astrology chart affect your relationship or your attitude or your beliefs around money? And more importantly, how can this improve or benefit you to understand your moon and therefore your relationship with money and therefore maybe experience the flow of money in a better way or a more productive way or even in a way that you are happy with? Some people are happy being frugal. Some people are happier when they have a lot of money to spend either on themselves or share with others. So let's get started and let's look at the moon in astrology, and not just about emotions, but how this is connected to your money or your money mindset. The first thing to do, everybody usually knows their sun sign, although I do have some people come and say to me, oh, I'm on the cusp, what am I? But do you know your moon? So first things first, look up your astrology, and you'll need to know your date and place and time of birth. The moon moves fairly quickly in one day, so if you were born in the morning, for instance, you could have a different moon sign to if you were born in the evening. So find out your moon, and here goes, starting again with the moon in Aries. Now, even if you're not particularly interested in the money side of things, you will hear things that are typical of your moon sign anyway. So for instance, moon in Aries, independence is important to you. It's a vital component of your emotional makeup. So it's not just that you prefer to be independent, it's actually that you need to be because the moon talks about emotions. So therefore, how does this affect money? You are likely to view money as a means to independence, likely to view money as a way of giving you the freedom to live your life on your own terms. So in other words, money frees you from depending on others. You therefore might like to be in control of your own finances, and you might not want to be beholden to anyone else. So this means, do you really want to share your money? Money matters to you involve independence, and so therefore when you're in relationship with somebody else, you may prefer to keep finances separate. You can be a real money go-getter, a real entrepreneur. Any of the fire signs can be Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. The key is to follow your passion, to forge your own way, and therefore earn a good living. So the good thing is you're not afraid to ask to be paid well for your work. You might be a self-starter to the point of starting your own business. But whether you work as an employee, a boss, or in your own business, you are really ready to get a high income when you're enthusiastic, when you're given the freedom to do your job well. You don't like to be controlled by others. Now, we know, if you've been following my podcast, you know that Taurus is all about security. So Moon in Taurus is no different. In fact, security becomes an important emotional need for anyone with a Taurus moon. And money is a key part of your personal story when it comes to security and finances. If all is well in your horoscope, then your family history is a positive one, and a key female caregiver, most likely your mother, has taught you good principles when it comes to handling money. However, if you have some restrictive influences in your horoscope, then you may have a family history that you feel a little bit hard done by. So, you know, either mother or everyone was working, or there was a kind of feeling of poverty around and you felt insecure. This can lead to a bit of a poverty mentality, that kind of feeling of never having enough and wanting to kind of squirrel away anything that you do have. So it's important when you have the moon in Taurus. That's generally considered in astrology to be a good moon. So it's important that you really look at your money mindset and develop one that's as positive as possible, because you actually can be a real money magnet with the moon in Taurus. So the moon in Gemini changes again. This energy changes from sign to sign. And the moon in Gemini, generally speaking, is a case of easy come, easy go with most things in life. And so this includes money. So generally speaking, you crave excitement, variety, distractions, and money is a reflection, therefore, of your emotional state. When you are in sync and feeling motivated and like all the balls that you're juggling are in the air and you're juggling with ease, then money flows easily in and out. But when you're stressed, or for a Gemini moon or a Gemini sun for that matter, bored, then you might struggle to balance the books. Impulsive spending and perhaps even, goodness, a bit of a go on the pokies or gambling can upset the equilibrium. Credit cards generally are not a good friend to anyone with a Gemini moon. It's too easy to aim for instant gratification when you're feeling off balance with that kind of view of, oh, it's okay, I'll pay later. So the mind, ruled by Mercury, is linked to your emotions, the moon in Gemini, and this means that you can kind of play tricks with yourself. The good news is that when you're in balance, when you're on a positive path, when you kind of feel that all your skills are being used, you're in a profession that really stimulates you, or you're in your own business that stimulates you, money can just flow magically. Moon in Cancer. You already know that you're a warm and loving person, the protector of small children, pets, and the underdogs of society. But does this translate to money? This largely does depend on other factors in your horoscope. Let's take the positive side, which is you're good at balancing the books, you're good at household management, you're quite frugal because you know where you want to spend your money, and that's mostly on loved ones or food and nurturing and all of those things that the moon in Cancer does so well. So you can live within a budget and you can be very happy with very little. If you want to change this, if you want to have more of a sense of abundance, then you need to nurture yourself first. You need to value everything that you contribute, and you need to make sure that you are happily and well compensated for whatever you do. You may really enjoy earning your money from something domestic, so hospitality, waiting on people, cooking for people, or even maybe have a home office if you want to work for yourself. The important key ingredient here for Moon in Cancer is the nurturing of a positive money attitude. When I was thinking of the moon in Leo, I was thinking of the saying, I see, I like, I buy. This is because your natural enthusiasm extends to most things, and particularly emotional satisfaction. So you have a tendency to like instant gratification. You also have a love of fine things, of luxury items. Now this can extend from something like a real luxury spa occasion or outing to something as simple as a beautiful, beautiful smelling, lovely candle, a scented candle. Or perhaps jewelry, really nice gold jewelry, because the sun, Leo, and gold are all connected. The good news is you have the passion and you have the self-belief, and you can attract these things and you can have a really positive relationship with money, earning and spending and investing in things that give joy, and also being generous to other people. Moon in Virgo. So the sun and the moon in Virgo are ruled by Mercury. So Virgos love a list, or better still, perhaps a spreadsheet. So you are good with facts, figures, and numbers. Now this means that you can be very good at balancing the books. You just have to not focus too much on the being frugal side of things, but also on the you can have an abundance, because you can focus on, well, this is the money coming in and these are the budgets, and you can set up a tight budget, but let's expand it every now and then. Let's get that big picture in when we can. One of the things that can happen with Virgo is that you can really value education more than you value money. So you will put away money, but it's more for spending on education and bettering yourself. So you become an expert in your field, and if you want to, you can then earn really good money through your experience by working as a teacher, a trainer, a writer, or an educator. Like most things in life, with Moon in Libra or Libra Sun sign, it's always about finding the right balance. The scales are your symbol. So when the financial scales are tipped in your favour, then you enjoy spending the fruits of your labour. Retail therapy can be very soothing for a Libran. You enjoy the flow of money as it comes in, and you like to circulate it, purchasing your own lovely possessions or gifting items to other people. You also like to feel that you're in partnership with someone, so putting money together is not a problem for you. The key to the Moon in Libra is making sure that the scales stay tipped in the balance of the black and not the red, because once things become out of balance, that's when you can start to stress. You like to be able to feel that you are in control of that balance of your money. If you have the moon in Scorpio, then you would have immediately understood what I was saying at the beginning of this podcast about the exchange of money and how there's often an undercurrent. With your moon in Scorpio, you're very astute. You can see the patterns that happen, the undercurrents that happen when people may be talking about money, but what are they really talking about? So one person complains that another person has spent too much. But are they really saying, well, how come I don't get to spend that much as well? Is there an emotional undercurrent? You also understand the bigger picture, the exchange of money. So economics and trading and all those, the stock market, all those sorts of things. So you can enjoy the whole exchange of money, and you can be an excellent money magnet. You're not into instant gratification. You can see the long-term payoffs of investing money, saving money, and balancing the books. Your insights can also be useful in your professional life. So you might work in an area connected to finances as a bookkeeper, an accountant, financial advisor, or a tax consultant. Now, Moon in Sagittarius. Positivity is your superpower. You also love an adventure. You like freedom. So you are adept at earning dollars, yen, etc. in abundance. Your natural exuberance and your sense of adventure means that you choose work that you enjoy and are well remunerated for your efforts. Promotions and financial gifts and boosts come easily for you. Sagittarius is connected with the lucky planet Jupiter. So generally speaking, there's a lot of luck. Like most zodiac signs, there can be pitfalls, and one of yours can be taking risks. It's good to take risks. It's good to enjoy what you're doing, but you just want to make sure you're not going over the top. But with a positive attitude, following your passion, learning where to create boundaries, you really do have the ability to enjoy a wealthy and rewarding lifestyle and a good relationship with money. Now, Moon in Capricorn is an interesting one. You can have the Midas touch. This may seem hard to believe, because usually with the Moon in Capricorn, when you're young, there can be a feeling of missing out. Perhaps you're actually good with money from a very early age and everyone else seems out of kilter. Although occasionally it can also be that money is a little bit lacking in your childhood and you think, I'm never going to be like that. Whatever your personal situation when you're young, as you grow up, as you go through an education system or an apprenticeship or whatever you choose to do, you can really build a solid financial portfolio, if you like. I mean, even as a youngster, you'll be the sort of person who is aware of the importance of money and security and paying attention to the details. When your moon is in Aquarius, money magic is possible. This is because you have the stamina, the mindset, and the consistency to work in a field that lights your passion and earns you good money. This is if you want to earn good money. It's interesting because with the moon in Aquarius, you're likely to have some causes close to your heart or a hobby or an interest that you really kind of lights up your life. So your relationship with money is going to be very much connected to what you think is important and other factors in your horoscope. The moon is in Aquarius. It's very much a case of energy follows thought, or money follows mindset, or money follows value system. So what you value, you can create. So if you value making a lot of money so that then you can give back a lot to some particular cause, you can do that. If you value the cause and you don't mind missing out on, like you want to work voluntarily and you don't mind missing out on a huge salary, you can always do that as well. Aquarius is considered by astrologers to be fixed air. So it really is a matter of once your mind is made up, you can achieve what you want to achieve. Now, the moon in Pisces is a little different. Let's face it, people with moon in Pisces can be dreamers. So your ability to make money and hold on to it depends on whether or not you have other strong money indicators in your horoscope and whether or not you are ready, willing, and able to really believe in yourself or to attract benefactors. So your dreams are big. Whether they're to attract money or not might be a different thing. You might be a really talented artist or fabulous in music, in the musical field, or perhaps very, very spiritual. If you have positive things in your horoscope that say that, let's say you also have Taurus combined with Pisces, then you have the ability to really establish a great relationship with money, to pursue your dreams, and to be paid well for it. But let's say you don't. Let's say you feel I'm a little bit hard done by, I've never been very good with money. Well, then look for a benefactor. Look for somebody who can help you really encourage your talent, who can support you in that and who's happy to support you and have all of that beautiful love and appreciation that can come from somebody with a moon in Pisces. Creative visualization can be really, really helpful for anyone with a Pisces sun or moon in Pisces. So we come to the end of the zodiac. If you want to, in the show notes, I'm going to put a PDF that actually extrapolates on what I've been talking about and gives you more information about the different moon signs and their relationship to money. So thanks for listening. In love and light, Steph Johnson.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.